What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here today. It is Tuesday, October 8th, 2019, and our travails are continuing. It turned out I did have to put a new battery in the car, which I did this morning here. But we're kind of through the worst of moving in. Claire's office is all put together, so she's happy. We're going to put my office together over the weekend because Monday is when the cable people show up to do whatever the cable people are going to do, and we've got most of the furniture located. We're basically down to the decor. You know, I've got this, this war mask from Papua New Guinea. Where are we going to put it so that it doesn't scare the children when they come on in here? Anyway, I'm going to go off here on a little bit of a rant, and it's well deserved because early today I was watching on Fox News, and apparently I am not the only person noticing that the latest iOS version 1.2 has got some serious problems. And Fox News devoted actually quite a bit of airtime to this. And they're talking about people who are noticing that their phones are much hotter than they used to be. They're taking a much longer time to charge. At one point, Fox News suggested the idea that Apple is trying to sell their own version of the chargers so that you'll spend more money and get the faster charge on it. But for me, the big issue is how hot these are getting, because that shortens the lifespan. And as near as I can tell, there's been virtually no real functional improvement whatsoever. I mean, they went from a light background to a dark background. And maybe that's the cause of the heat problem. I really don't know. But they moved everything around. And you've got a lot more emojis that are out there. But in terms of a simple, elegant, easy-to-use appliance, it's just not there anymore. And I think what's going on with Apple, and not to mention Microsoft, and not to mention Boeing, is that all of the legacy engineers, you know, us old white guys, who know how it all works, we got to let go. And they brought in a bunch of H-1B student visas and you know, who are willing to work cheap. And they say, you make this look better. And that's what they're trying to do. And they're failing miserably. And it isn't just Apple. Windows has yet another patch out. And apparently there's a problem with the start menu. This is Windows 10, and I'm seeing it on this machine here, this physical machine I'm doing the show. This is a Windows 10 machine, which I should never have allowed Microsoft to patch. The start menu hangs up. The search function on start menu quits. There are boot issues. In fact, I can't shut this machine down. I'll go to the little power icon and say shut off, and it basically does a restart. I have to push and hold down the power button to get this thing to shut off. And apparently the print spooler is now dead. I mean, talk about not being the greatest nation on earth anymore. It's really very frustrating to see this stuff work this bad here. All right, so let's get into other issues. According to Russia Today, both Clinton and Romney are looking at joining the 2020 race. And Russia Today is asking, has politics gone the way of Hollywood? Because both Hillary Clinton and Mitt Romney are two-time losers. And they're being rejected by the voting public. Why won't they go away? And Joe Biden himself is also a two-time loser, convinced that the third time is a charm. And it is. It's no longer about the politics. It's no longer about actually trying to get the country to run. It's a celebrity contest. It's whoever dresses the best. It's whoever looks the most handsome. That's who we're going. That's why we have a reality TV star as president now. Just amazing here. All righty, story that came on out from RestoreTheAmericanGlory.com. Is Mitt Romney planning to jump into the 2020 presidential race? I think he's going to get talked into it. And I think the reason is to take votes away from Donald Trump. Right now, the only way that Hillary Clinton has a chance of winning the presidency next year, she needs an opponent she can roll over. And Mitt Romney is certainly one of them. And, of course, the other one is Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. And you would think after that huge, huge embarrassment that she already had over claiming this Native American heritage that she would, you know, have maybe learned a lesson about being a little bit more honest with the voting public. Because, I mean, she's been out there campaigning, talking about being fired from a temp teaching job for being visibly pregnant, and how the principal of the school said, well, good luck here, but we're going to hire somebody else for the job because you're simply too pregnant. Now, back when this all happened, first of all, the evidence is it didn't really happen that way. That Elizabeth Warren herself just made the decision that she was going to go home, have the baby, raise the baby. And so this whole story about being fired for being visibly pregnant, it's already unraveled. It's falling apart. This lady doesn't know how to tell the truth. I mean, I want you to just imagine for a second, just in your head, that through some amazing miracle, Pocahontas gets elected president of the United States of America. Can you imagine a nation of 300 million people laughing their heads off when they play Hail to the Chief? I think it's funny. Meanwhile, the Democrats are over there still pushing for impeachment. They're now insisting that they have a second whistleblower who is now being exposed as actually being the inspiration for the first whistleblower. The timelines aren't working out here. And here's the Democrats' problem. How are they going to go about trying to pass articles of impeachment in the House without getting their own hands dirty because of everything that they've been doing? And the answer is they can't. They absolutely cannot. Now, Trump has basically dropped the hammer, and he's saying that he will not cooperate with the lying, dishonest Democrats. There'll be zero cooperation until they take an official vote on impeachment. No, he's not saying an impeachment inquiry because there is no such thing in the Constitution of the United States of America. He said he wants them to go ahead and vote. If you've got grounds to impeach, vote to impeach. And if you don't have grounds to impeach, then shut the heck up. I'm sure Donald Trump is sick and tired of hearing about this. I know I'm sick and tired of hearing about this. I'm sick and tired of all these whiners out there saying, we've got to impeach him. Okay, so Donald Trump called the president of Ukraine, in compliance with a treaty from 1999 mandating cooperation on criminal investigation. And maybe it was a little tacky and tasteless and badly timed, but it doesn't rise to the level of an impeachable offense. Democrats are just trying to turn this into some kind of a horrible, horrible situation, and they're failing miserably. Meanwhile, Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson is having a hard time trying to explain why there was an 18-day delay between Trump's Ukraine call and the official whistleblower complaint. Well, we know that the whistleblower originally went to Congress. That's not the way it's supposed to work. They're supposed to go to the IG and file a report and say, here's what's going on. But 18 days, they were over hanging out with the Democrats in the House of Representatives. The IG doesn't really have a good reason for that. Well, I don't know. They were having a Scrabble tournament or something over there, and the time just got away from them here. Now, here's where it gets really kind of interesting. As you know, this whistleblower is being hidden. And that's a very unusual thing, because when you have a whistleblower, normally they're identified. Edward Snowden, Chelsea Manning, Monica Lewinsky, Julian Assange, and on and on and on. This one is being kept top secret, and now the Democrats are trying to sell this idea that they want to interview this whistleblower from a remote location and electronically change his appearance and his voice. Well, I'm sorry, I wouldn't trust that at all. You have no idea who's out there on the other end of that camera and that microphone. Could be Nancy Pelosi for all we know. I'm not buying that one. I am absolutely not buying that one. That is just ridiculous, utterly, utterly ridiculous here. All right, we had a caller who called in about this one yesterday, and I'm going to mention it again because I think it illustrates the kind of people who these days seem to be drawn to politics. So Representative Ilhan Omar has filed for divorce from her husband a little more than 1 month after a Washington, D.C. divorce filing alleging she was having an affair with Tim Minette, a political consultant working for her campaign. Can any of these people keep their flies zipped? And I have an opinion about that, a little serious opinion about that. If you cannot remain faithful to your spouse, then you are untrustworthy. Period. End of discussion. And I know throughout America's political history that there have been a lot of politicians who dipped their wicks. There were a lot who basically said, no, we're not going to do this. Oh, there goes Lucy. Yep, our official show mascot is Lucy here. All right, so let's talk about what's going on over there with the Kurds, because I got to be honest, I'm having a hard time figuring this one out. And I'm not sure exactly what Trump is trying to do here. It seems like he's all over the place. He's getting all kinds of reactions from other countries that don't really seem to make a lot of sense. But one thing that we know for sure, history is repeating itself with this latest U.S. betrayal of the Kurds. And I'm concerned about that. I mentioned this yesterday because we're at a point right now where our government needs to have the trust of other nations. There was this movie called The Green Zone, and it was about the phony weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And there was this line at the very end of it where this guy who spent the entire movie trying to find the nuclear weapons and he couldn't, and then he finally realizes they were lied to the whole time. He says, what happens the next time we need somebody to believe us? And we're at that point right now. What happens when we need somebody to believe what this government is saying? What's going to happen? So anyway, Lindsey Graham, Nikki Haley, and Meghan McCain are outraged. They're outraged after President Trump removes the troops from northern Syria. Well, you know, Lindsey, Nikki, and Meghan, here are your rifles, and here are your parachutes, and here are your Dayglow orange jumpsuits, and go have some fun if you're really that upset about it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is out there saying that Trump's decision to withdraw the troops from Syria is deeply disturbing. And while we're not exactly sure what is going on here? One thing is very obvious. It is a decisive, a divisive issue where you've got people on one side saying, we should have gotten out of here a long time ago. In fact, we never should have gotten in there in the first place. That would be my opinion. We had no reason to go into Syria. Assad wasn't gassing his people. Then you have the people on the other side who are saying, no, we need to go back on in there. So I'm going to throw a theory at you. And it's just a theory. I emphasize it's just a theory. I don't know, but it's a possibility. And that is that, as you know, Trump campaigned on getting us out of some of these wars. And he's been certainly going around TV over the last several days saying, you know, I promised I was going to bring our troops home as quickly as I can. Of course, it's been 2.5 years. And so I'm going to. But he's under tremendous pressure from the Pentagon, from Lindsey Graham, from Nancy Pelosi to find a way to keep Syria going. So if he can stir up trouble between the Kurds and Erdogan, then he can turn around next week and say, golly gee whiz, I'm really sorry. I really did mean to bring our kids home, but boy, we got to protect those Kurds. Again, just a theory. I'm trying to stimulate some thought here because this is such a confusing issue. I really don't know. I haven't been able to figure this one out. So apparently Trump actually invited Erdogan to the White House. They've already had a phone call where Erdogan told Trump, work with us in Syria or get out of the way, which sounds pretty definitive there. And apparently Trump surprised even Turk officials with his public support for Ankara's assault on the Kurdish-held territory. So again, maybe this is his way of getting back in there. Okay, we got a caller on the line, Stuart in Florida. Aloha, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, how you doing, Mike? Just a quick comment. You know, the thing is that, you know, the Democrats could now get the Republicans that they need for an impeachment because, you know, the neocons, they want to stay there. And so they have an issue that they can unite to get rid of Trump. So I'm just wanting to throw that out there.
Trump, I hope, would be smart enough to realize that that was going to happen, or at least Trump's advisors would be smart enough to say, look, if you alienate the neocons, they're going to switch over to the other side with the Democrats, and they're going to vote for impeachment. But again, it comes down to this issue. They don't really have an impeachable offense to work with.
Well, you know, it's a political act, I think. You know, I mean, if they agree on something that, you know, maybe he's deranged or he's, you know, what is that, the 25th Amendment or something, and they could
that would be the 25th. Sure. That would be the 25th Amendment. They'd have to agree on that. But that takes the entire cabinet and the vice president to activate the 25th Amendment.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be because his cabinet is mostly neocons. So, you know, you never know. One other thing I wanted to mention about what you were discussing yesterday with the Kurds is, you know, I agree with you. The big negative is that, you know, our reputation and dependability is in the crapper. And, you know, it's one thing if you're not there, but we're already there. The way to do it would have been to try to at least try to negotiate a mutually beneficial, you know, agreement, you know, so you're not screwing your former ally, not just pull out. I mean, that's totally crazy. I mean, you know, it's totally irresponsible.
I agree. You know? The problem is Assad, you know, the Kurds settled on some of the most valuable land in Syria and Iraq, for that matter, and Iran, for that matter. They don't want to give it up. And these countries that, you know, that at least for right now hold title to those lands, they don't want to give it up either. And so the only way this is going to work is if you're going to find someplace else for the Kurds to move to that consists of land that nobody else actually wants.
Yeah. One other quick comment is, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I got to put you on hold because we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Stuart down there in Florida. And Stuart, again, the idea of angering enough neocons to support impeachment, Trump has to know that that's a possibility. His advisors have got to say it's a possibility. And you're right. They could actually come down on and try and invoke the 25th Amendment. But I don't think Trump wants to leave the job just yet. Otherwise, he'd pull a Richard Nixon and say, you know, look, ladies and gentlemen, you're on your own. Thank you and good night. And that would be it. So something else is going on here. And I really do think the objective is to sort of mix things up between Syria, Turkey, Kurdistan, and who knows what all else.
Yeah. Well, one quick point I just wanted to mention is, you know, Syrian girl, if you know who she is, probably do. She mentioned something very interesting, that the Kurds never really had their own territory. They were nomads until after the First World War.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So something else to complicate the situation.
Well, look at most of the Middle East and Arabia. They were nomads until after the fall of the Ottoman Empire. So, I mean, there's nothing really significant about that. They want their own country, just like Palestine does. And, you know, just like Palestine, there are people standing in the way saying, no, God gave it to us and you have to go away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the time.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go here. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And as a matter of fact, Tony in Puerto Rico is already on the line. So, Tony, what do you think is going on?
Yeah, I have a couple of quick comments. I don't understand Trump. First, he says he can destroy Turkey's economy very easily. Then
yes.
He comes back and says they're our most important trading partner there. Okay, I don't understand that. And my second question is, why is Hillary putting her 2 cents in? Is she thinking about jumping in the presidential race?
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, according to the Federal Election Commission, she's got an active campaign and she's already fundraising. She hasn't raised a lot of money, but she's definitely out there begging. Now, as far as the bombing going on, yeah, that's taking place over there. Turkish warplanes are striking Kurdish targets, and so the killing has already started.
So who's going to fill the void? You think Russia might fill the void?
It's hard to say. I don't think Russia really wants to take on the United States at this particular point. I'll tell you who I think a likely candidate is going to be Israel. I think Israel is going to try and move into northern Syria and that wealthy part of Kurdistan. Because Israel has nuclear weapons, Syria is not going to be able to do much of anything about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go. So as I was mentioning before, the blood is already being shed, sadly. Turkish warplanes strike Kurdish targets in northern Syria. Apparently, talk about war making for strange bedfellows, the Syrian Democratic Forces, who used to be this U.S.-backed opposition group to Assad, are now talking partnership with Assad to fight off the Turkish invasion. So they're talking about switching sides the way Italy did during World War II. And this is what I was talking about yesterday. This thing could spin completely out of control. So you've had the SDF has been fighting Assad on behalf of the United States of America. Turkey has ripped off a strip of Syria, and all of a sudden the SDF is saying, you know, we don't really like that, and we're going to join with Assad. Okay. Meanwhile, the Syrian Kurds are hinting at possible talks with Damascus amid the U.S. troop withdrawal. So there may not even be that much of a war. This situation is just, it's fluid, it is dynamic. But, you know, in the end, given the relative armaments involved and everything, this may be the best option for the Syrian Kurds, is to go to Damascus and say, look, the U.S. is gone. They're not causing us any more problems. You know, we would like to just settle down and have a decent life. And maybe we don't need to have a flag of Kurdistan as long as, you know, we could be a semi-autonomous region. But it's all very much in flux. Now, the other big story that's out here, and we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And rather, we're getting mixed messages coming from the White House, because Donald Trump apparently has launched this harsh attack on Turkey, threatening to destroy its economy if Ankara takes a planned military strike in Syria too far, even though Trump himself has opened the door for a Turkish attack. So, is he making these decisions with a dartboard at this particular point? And again, it's Trump getting on out there, playing heavy with the sanctions and the tariffs and, you know, just bullying everybody, weaponizing the U.S. dollar and bullying everybody with it. Okay, let's take a phone call now from Jim in Northwest Indiana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Welcome to Indiana.
Thank you.
I hope you're enjoying it. I'm a lifelong Hoosier, and I'm going to talk about Syria, but last week you had mentioned about the difficulty finding supplements, and I've been a long time taker of supplements, and in Indiana there's some very good resources, and I don't know if I could say that on the air or not.
I can't. Yeah, you can. I don't remember talking about the supplements, because, you know, we went up to CVS and we didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it was like, I think, turmeric. You were going on the internet and you think that they were, you know, not letting you being able to order things on the internet, the supplements you might want because of the, you know, the medical and industrial complex. And the Google thing.
Well, there's a lot of that going on here, but fortunately you can still get turmeric, and Claire definitely does order that.
Okay.
So let's talk about Syria.
All right. Anyway, I wanted to call a long time about this. All these politicians and the neocons and Nancy Pelosi all get money from the military contractors. So they want to keep the war.
Yes, they do.
And
yes.
So when Trump talks about let's pull out, oh no, where's my campaign funders and how am I going to get rich or richer? Because it should be publicized how much money these politicians get from military contractors.
It should be, and it's actually supposed to be part of the FEC records. Some of them get an awful lot here. Now, you may have stumbled on something here. Maybe Trump wants to pander to the voters by getting out of Syria, but he wants to replace it with a newer, larger, more expensive war.
Yeah, that's a great theory. You know,
yeah.
And it just keeps that and our budget is suffering, and people are homeless here, and our infrastructure's bad, and they're throwing all our budget into war making. And
yes.
It's just crazy. We brought our troops, and our troops were mostly here. We could protect our borders. We could protect our cities and save a lot of money for the American people.
Well, saving the money for the American people isn't the objective. It's plundering the American people and spending the money on weapons and having our soldiers here at home protecting our borders. There's not a big markup on that, to be brutally honest about that. And this is about going on out and literally, it's a slow motion world war is what's going on here. You know, it's not going as fast as World War I or World War II, but it's definitely proceeding along country after country after country after country. And I think that's really what they were hoping, is they were going to sneak a world war past us without us noticing.
And we've been plundering countries' resources for decades. And we wonder why we have an immigration
centuries.
Problem, because we went to those... And we wonder why we have an immigration problem, because we've been plundering their resources. There's no money there. They're broke. They can't eat. They can't.
Yep.
And so where are they going to come? They're going to come to America. But it's our fault. We
yep.
created that mess. And now the American
it's the government's
have to pay
fault.
Twice. Yeah, the government, U.S. taxpayers have to pay for the wars, and now we have to pay to support the immigrants.
Yes.
So it's a double tax. Anyway, that's all I had to say, and I wish you well, and I hope things go well.
Well, things are going well. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I think we're through the worst of the move here. Although, as long as we're talking about immigrants and refugees here, I do have a little bit of a gripe, and that is that at the other end, on Oahu, you know, we were sent some movers by a local company, and we kept saying, do you speak English? And they said, oh, yes, we speak English just fine. And yet we get here and we find that things are missing, things are broken. They shipped stuff that we didn't want shipped. And, you know, I understand everybody's talking about open borders and, you know, refugees having a right to go anywhere in the world. But I really do think that we need to go back to speaking the same language fluently, because I'm sure that's probably also another reason why we're seeing all these problems with the Apple and Windows operating systems. Because I know how hard it is to have a multilingual crew, and I know that because when I lived in Hawaii, I worked on a movie called Final Fantasy, and it was a joint American-Japanese crew, and, you know, I studied as hard as I could to learn Japanese, and it was still, it was very difficult to communicate with each other, and a lot of very expensive mistakes got made.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. It's a problem. All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, Jim. We're going to let you go here. Meanwhile, Pat Robertson is out there warning that Trump might lose the mandate of heaven if he abandons the Kurds in Syria. Pat Robertson is out there playing the God gambit here. All righty, let's now. Over in Iraq, things are going very, well, they're not going well. Protests have engulfed cities across Iraq. Armed men have raided the offices of several Iraqi and Arab news channels, forcing them off air in an apparent attempt to restrict coverage of the demonstrations and the deadly crackdown. Multiple journalists who witnessed the raids on Saturday have said the Iran-backed Saraya al-Khorasani Brigade's militia was responsible. So apparently we have these, at least they're claiming that the Iranians are behind this shutdown of the media in Iraq. I'm not sure if I believe that. We've seen too many of these deceptions before here. But that's what they're making the claim. Hong Kong, still tremendous amounts of violence going on over there. They had a long weekend of violence. It's still going on. The government is considering totally shutting down the internet, shutting down bank accounts and assets without recourse to basically just paralyze everybody. In fact, they're talking about a curfew, 24-hour curfew. You stay in your home. You do not come out. All right, we have a caller on the line, Chance in West Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Didn't Pat Robertson, correct me if I'm wrong, a while back, wasn't he for bombing One Nation? He was all gung ho for going to
yes.
war with a nation. Yes.
Yeah.
And now all the talk about a hypocrite, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And your comments about Trump were right on target. Now, whether you like him or not, I'm a little bit disappointed in him. But still, this is getting ridiculous what they're doing to him.
Well, I know that he is under a lot of opposition from people around him, but part of the reason that that's effective is because of his own personal weaknesses. You know, he's not a strong leader. He's easily manipulated. He's subjected to flattery. And, you know, if you're going to be the chief executive of the land, you've got to act like one. And, you know, like I said, if I had a forge out here, I'd start making him some presidential brass knuckles.
Exactly, I hear you. I'm wondering about this. What is your opinion on this bringing up the Marine Reserve?
Well, what I'm hearing, there's two sides to the story, and one is that there is some big event that's getting ready to happen for which the Marines are being prepped. And the other side of the story, we had a caller who called on in who's part of the Marine Corps command structure who said that actually this is just kind of business as usual. Every once in a while, they'll reorganize. So at this point, I'll have to say we don't really know. You know, they could be getting ready to do something really dramatic and they don't want anybody to know about it. Or it could, in fact, just be some Marine Corps officer, you know, just, you know, churning their way toward retirement.
Well, I don't recall this ever being mentioned with the, on in any other presidential tenure. This is the first time I've heard this. It sounds like a military preparation. I mean, or something. Okay, Mike, that's all. I just wanted your opinion on those two things. Thank you now. Have a nice day.
All right. All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, I'm not sure about that second one. Like I said, there's two sides to the argument here. I know we'd all like to hope that the Marines are going to show up and start arresting some of these people who have been behaving very, very badly within the government. But again, that would require Trump himself to show a great deal of personal strength. And I'm not seeing it. I'm really not seeing. He's a great, you know, live TV actor, a great reality show actor, and he's a very pleasant gentleman and everything. But I don't see him as having the strength of moral character to pull something like this off. Anyway, getting on back for to Hong Kong here. Apparently, China is blasting France and the EU for hypocrisy after they call for restraint in Hong Kong. In other words, France and the EU are telling the people on Hong Kong, got to back off. You know, just let these people have their little protest here. They're very upset. They're very unhappy. And, of course, China's out there saying, well, look at the way you're treating the yellow vests. So how is it you're going to come on down here and tell us how we behave with our protesters here? Okay, little story here. This came from Gilad Otzman, and it's kind of interesting. We've talked about this before. Yesterday, Haaretz published a tedious 5,000-word rant titled "The Fake Nazi Death Camp, Wikipedia's Longest Hoax Exposed." And before you get all excited and say, see, it didn't happen, it didn't happen, it didn't happen. No, the argument here is that Israelis and Jews are very upset that other races of people have their own gas chamber narratives, such as the Poles and the gypsies and the gays and the mentally retarded. And they want exclusivity. They want to say, you know, we were the only ones who were being treated this way. And, you know, the Poles weren't gassed by the Nazis. The gays weren't gassed by the Nazis. It's only us. It's only us. It's only us. Send money. And, you know, Gilad's hit it right on the head. The Nazis were being jerks to everybody. So, apparently, a veteran Israeli activist has accused doctors of enabling and assisting in the torture of Palestinian prisoners. So, writing in Plus 972 magazine, Dr. Rukma Martin, who founded Physicians for Human Rights, declared how troubled she has been by the way that Israeli doctors cooperate with and enable Israel's torture industry. Now, I don't know how things are over in Israel, but I do know that at least here in the United States of America, there are certain oaths doctors take, such as the Hippocratic Oath, which is, among other things, first of all, do no harm. But we do know that, you know, doctors can be convinced to engage in this kind of research, biological warfare, toxins. I mean, look at all the people over there at Fort Detrick. They're not exactly curing the common cold over there. So, alrighty, another story coming on out. Israel's District Planning and Building Committee is considering a plan submitted by the Bedouin Settlement Authority in the Negev, which aims to build camps as preparation for the displacement of 36,000 Arab citizens. Now, you've probably already been paying attention to this story that every once in a while, the Israelis will go on into the Bedouin settlements and they'll bulldoze them flat. And the Bedouins are saying, look, we got to have some place to live, which makes perfect sense. And they've been living in this area for hundreds of years. Before the creation of Israel, they lived there. And now they're just trying to figure out a way how it's going to work. Okay, over in Germany, in an area of forest near Zemmer, apparently a United States F-16 fighter has crashed. We're being told that the pilot ejected safely from the aircraft in time. The plane came down in an uninhabited area, according to German broadcaster SWR. Police received emergency calls. They've closed off a wide area surrounding the crash site. But apparently it did come on down. It fall down, go boom. All righty. Let's see. I'm getting a text message here that I should look at because it's interesting stuff. Take a look here. Okay, let the backpedaling begin. John Brennan admits he may have been fooled by bad info on Trump's Russia contacts. Okay, so they're already backpedaling on this thing. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as we were reporting just before we went to the commercial break here, John Brennan apparently has admitted before Congress that he may have been misled by information regarding Trump's connections to Russia. In other words, Ukrainegate just blew up in the Democrats' faces. So let's see. That was Russiagate that blew up. Spygate blew up. Now, Ukrainegate, there was another third one in there. I can't even remember the name of it. There have been so many. So, I mean, the Democrats are self-destructing. They really, really are right now. And again, as I've said before, we're in a war of lies. Each side is lying about the other in the hope that if they can get the most people to believe them, they will somehow win. That's not how the system is supposed to work. You're supposed to go on out and construct a reasonable argument on how to run the country to the American people. And the American people will sit there and say, well, you know, this makes sense, and this other part just seems like completely and utter nonsense, and I'm going to vote that way. All right, let's talk about the economic news here, because things are getting kind of rather interesting. Over in South Carolina, this is a car dealership, and they are desperate enough to sell cars where they will give car buyers an American flag, a Bible, and an AR-15. Sounds kind of cool. Now, I've already got the American flag and the Bible, and unfortunately, I was never able to finish the AR-15. But that'll get some people onto that lot, I think. That'll get some people there. All right, Uber. We all talk about Uber and the problems they've had here, but apparently they've reached the point where they're finally having to admit the business model isn't working. And now they're just trying all kinds of panic moves to see if they can find something that will turn their fortunes around. In other words, it's the spaghetti approach. They're throwing everything they can think of at the wall to see what sticks. And there have been so many problems with the Uber drivers attacking passengers or the passengers attacking the Uber drivers. It sounded like a great concept when it started, but they really didn't think it all the way through. All right, let's talk about Dick's Sporting Goods. And I have to tell you, my gut is telling me they're not going to be around for much longer. Because Dick's Sporting Goods CEO, as you know, when this whole gun grab, guns are bad, Dick's Sporting Goods stopped selling guns. They lost a huge amount of money. Their investors got very nervous. Now he's bragging about turning $5 million worth of rifles into scrap metal. I don't think he's going to be around for much longer. We got to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.